here. There's 14 of us, and I think 11 of us are here. And two of those three that are gone have their stories to share via email. And so I'm going to read for Brad Wilson right now, who was one of our leaders, and just loved working with Brad. But here's what Brad had to say. During the planning stages and the week leading up to our departure, I didn't fully know what to expect, who we were going to meet, and most of all, how and where God was going to show up. However, I knew that He would. The team of students and leaders that God assembled for this trip would, in the end, prove to be more powerful than I could imagine. It would take hours for me to describe all the details of our trip that greatly moved me, so this is only a brief description and overview of my week serving in LA. I saw God's people hurting, but I also saw God's love enduring and restoring lives. I felt every God-given emotion to the core of my existence, but I also felt God's love through serving with others in the Skid Row community and through our team. I learned that a simple smile, a hello, or a handshake can influence how someone's day can be changed for the good and how all God's people should be acknowledged and not forgotten. I saw God show up in such an amazing way in each and every one of the team members' lives. He answered many prayers, claimed many victories over our team's goals, and met each one of us at the place we were praying that He would meet us. We serve an amazing God, and we should all try our best to serve all of God's people. I am so proud and honored to have served alongside all of our students and leaders during this mission trip. They have all helped me to become a better version of the man God created me to be, and I'm thankful to each one of them for this. Brad Wilson. So I'm going to pass the mic to Jake, and then there's three others that'll share in this block. And these students, I told them they only had like two and a half minutes, and they were like, that is impossible to share how much. So you have permission to ask any of them more. So Jake and ladies, come on up.
Hey, guys. So I'm going to talk about my favorite part of the trip, which was playing with the kids at Las Familias. It was crazy because it was like we go in there and everybody's super energetic and all the kids are really happy and they all have smiles on their faces. But it's like to get there, we walk through like one of the most impoverished places in the country. So it was just crazy, like the change in between those two places. And also, the only thing I could think about the whole time I was there was how happy all these kids were and how much they deserved not to be, like how much they could have been complaining and how much I would have been complaining if I was in their position. Like one of the little girls who was six, who I got to know, named Jessica, it took me like a couple days to get her to like kind of open up and talk about her life to me while we were just playing with toys or whatever. But on like the second day, she was talking about her little baby sister and her mom, and her mom was in the hospital because she was having stomach problems and she couldn't really like eat right. And then so that lasted for a couple days, and on the last day we were there for 5 days, I asked her about her mom, and she said her mom was fine. She's back at work in the sweatshop making shirts, which is, Jessica just thought that that's what everybody's mom does, like that's what people do for work. And I was just thinking about how crazy of like an emotional roller coaster that would have been for me if I was in her position. So, but yeah, it was amazing, especially playing with those kids at Las Familias really changed my perspective on everything. So
hello everyone. So I just want to quickly say LA was phenomenal, but before we even left for the trip, at one of our missions team meetings, I was like, okay, I'm going to regret this, but I really want to get out of my comfort zone on this trip. And boy, did God make that happen. In fact, it's happening right now. last night when I was reading the email of who was going to be going in order, Jake was first and I was second. And I guess you can imagine who was the other person who wanted to get out of his comfort zone. So here we are, first and second speaking. But on the missions team, missions trip, God wasted no time. And on Tuesday morning, I was leaping outside my comfort zone at Pastries in the Park. Mark explained it, and we went to this park, and before the event, I was so nervous. I was nervous about the unknown of where conversations would lead and turning away people from Christ and saying the wrong thing. But after the event, I realized how remarkable people are that I met. I met this one man named St. Jerome, and he went to college for 8 years, has at least 2 master's degrees. And meeting him and hearing his story really made me realize when you don't have family or support around you, how quickly you can be on the streets with nothing. And so that kind of changed my mindset of who could be on the street and to not judge them so quickly. And the second lady that I met, as I was asking her if she wanted a donut or a croissant, her eyes filled with tears because she was so thankful that Emma and I had gone over to her and were loving on her and meeting her with eye contact. And that pretty much said, I see you. And to homeless people, it's really, really lonely. And they don't get that kind of eye-to-eye contact that we all take for granted. And she was just so overwhelmed, and it was really cool to see. I'll never forget her. But the trip overall was amazing, and I don't know what the future will hold, but I definitely want to do what I did last week for the rest of my life. So it was a great trip. Thank you.
Yeah. Like Margie said, this trip, it was something special. God taught me so many different things, and he really opened my eyes. But this one lady that I met, her name was Opal. I met her at a retirement home, and we had this great conversation about how she was like in her church's choir when she was young, and how today she still sings once in a while, like in the shower and stuff. And she told me that she still prays a lot today, and that if there's ever a problem at the home, that she always goes to God first. And she told me that she was going to be praying for me. And I just thought that was so sweet because, you know, we were going there to, like, bring them joy and care for them, but she ended up caring for me, and I thought that was super sweet. But it was just a great reminder from God that we have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world in many different situations and from different cultural backgrounds, and it was amazing.
We also sing a song called All Who Are Thirsty often on the trip, and the